There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Okay, we're back for the second hour of the Investigative Journal on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And a program note, the new website is republicbroadcasting.org. And you can go and see the RBN website, republicbroadcasting.org. You can get live streams there. And I also want to thank all those people during these few days where the website was down who ran streams carrying the RBN shows all over the country. And it was amazing. I found a number of many different streams. And I put a couple up on my website, and I will be taking it down shortly and putting the new information up about how you can get a hold of RBN and listen to the shows on this network. And get views from all points. And that's the only way that you ever get to the bottom of things, is that, you know what, we all, and I want to emphasize this, when you listen to any show, and you listen to any broadcaster, you listen to any journalist, you listen to any researcher, any expert, so on and so forth, no one has a corner on the truth. What we all do are add pieces of the pie, pieces of the puzzle together. And that's exactly what I do. I listen to everybody. For example, there's always these arguments, you know, who are the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order? And I listen to all the different people who think it's, some people think it's the Jesuits, some people think it's the Jews, some people think it's the banksters, some people think it's, you know, who knows. But what I'm getting at, no one has a corner on the truth. But don't allow yourself to be pushed into a corner by disinformation. And that's what people who work for the Illuminati love to do. And for every word, you know, if I could say anything in my life, I would say be smart. Don't listen and don't be jump to conclusions. Things change. The truth changes. But when you look at all the facts, when you look at everything you've compiled, then you must make an educated conclusion. And I think I can say this honestly. If you research the facts, you research what I have, you'll come to conclusions that you wouldn't even believe. And that's up to you to do that. So hopefully people out there provide information, but never, never get your eye off the ball and use your head when you're researching. And don't take everything for, you know, don't listen to one person and believe what he says is the you know, the solemn truth. Look at everybody. For example, that's what my guest did, and has come to the conclusion, many interesting conclusions, and one is he wants to be active and to get the word out and to spread good information, not disinformation. Glenn, how can they get a hold of you in Atlanta if they want to get involved in your group?
They can call me on my cell phone. It's 770-318-6911.
And also, if you're out there and you want to form a group in another town, you can call me at 509-242-9681. You can go to my website at Arctic Beacon, read some interesting articles that go back years and trying to figure out this stuff. And also, if you want to form another group, you want to talk to Glenn on how he did it, give him a call. And give your number out again, Glenn.
770-318-6911.
And in our final minute here, do you have a message or anything you'd like to tell the American people why you decided to go this extra step to get at the truth?
Well, all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent. I'm tired of being silent. I'm tired of sitting around studying, learning the truth, and doing absolutely nothing with it. So it's time to take action, and I challenge everyone out there within hearing range to start a committee, have the Tour of Hope run through them, and see what we can do for good.
Yeah, and you know what? You might want to listen in the next hour. There's a guy I'm going to have on that would be a great speaker who's going to tell you the really grand design exposed. And his name is John Daniel. I'm going to have him on shortly. I want to thank you, Glenn, for being on, and we'll keep in touch. All right, that was Glenn Wright. We'll be back after this short break on the Investigative Journal.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
All right, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and a couple notes here. I wanted to mention again that the RBN website is up, but it's now under this title, republicbroadcasting.org. So write that down and go to republicbroadcasting.org, and the website is up again, and everything is getting back to normal. I wanted to mention, thank the people out there who have carried the internet streams for the last couple days to help out and to keep the truth flowing, and search for the truth flowing, I should say. And, boy, we're going to just keep moving on with great guests the rest of the year and just move forward to try to defeat the evil Illuminati and their just deceptive ways of doing business. The way they even communicate upsets me. I mean, it's getting to the point where, you know, every time this country is reminding me more and more and more of just one big fascist pot of you-know-what. And I think we need to take a look at every area. And I'm not talking about, we need to look at the spiritual side, the financial side. We can break the chains of these people through a video on my website called the Terry Lee CD to become a free man, not a slave. And that's going to show you legally exactly how you can do it. And it's fascinating. And don't listen to those people out there in the mainstream media who just have this idea that, you are a slave to the corporate system, and that's basically what you are. So you got to take a look at everything. And that's what my guest did in a book he wrote called The Grand Design Exposed. His name is John Daniel. I want to thank him at short notice for coming on He's been with us before, but his message is always worth pounding home. I mean, over and over and over again, because, you know, that's how they operate. That's how the Illuminati and the Vatican and the evil government that we have operate. They pound home the same message over and over and over again. 9/11 is a great example. And that's what I like to do with good people. Pound their message home over and over again, because that is the way you get to these people. You must not just give them a one-time shot and then forget about it. And that's what sometimes happens. You say one thing, and then it's never said again, and everybody forgets about it. But, you know, if you say the same thing, the truth, try to get to the truth over and over again, it begins to resonate. It begins to bring forward a solid message. And I just wanted to say that at the top of my show, I was going to bring on Greg Pound. Now, Greg had his children kidnapped from the state of Florida, and just an incredible story. And he's been on my show three times, and we're following him and his plight because we want to get his children back, along with thousands of children that are being stolen in this country, killed, abused. And that's a part of the story, too. And Greg Pound will tell you how a simple little accident resulted in the stealing of four of his kids by the Department of Children and Family Services for 2 years. And then how his wife had another baby, and they want to take that baby, and she's in hiding now in Florida with a warrant out for arrest. I thought there's got to be something wrong with Greg and his family, and I found out nothing. He's a Christian. He's always provided good food for his children, health food, in fact, organic food. He's always done everything the right way. He doesn't have a criminal record. His wife was studying to be a teacher. He's got a nice house in Florida, was always gainfully employed. And they just took his kids. Well, that's not an exception to the rule. It's happening there over and over again. We will have Greg Pound on next week. There was an emergency, and he had to go see his children because they are being abused. He can't tell you what's happening to them. Whatever I told on my other shows is getting worse. He said when they come and visit, they have lice in their hair. They're losing weight. And it's just a sad, sad story. But he is in front of the courthouse in Florida every day, fighting for the rights of the children and that are being taken away through pedophile rings in this country, who are being stolen through the guise of trying to help them, putting them into foster care homes that are deplorable. And we need to take a stance, like my last guest, Glenn Wright, who's forming the Tour of Hope in Atlanta, Georgia. If you want to do that, you contact us at 800-313-9443 during this hour. We'll even talk about that, because I'm going to turn it over right now to my guest, John Daniel, who is really at the last minute came forward. I've got his latest little booklet on my website. You can go there and read that. You'll see it up on my site and look for that. It's a 26-page booklet called Papal Rome. No, that's the wrong one. John, what's that called?
It's Organized Christianity's Prostitution Cover-Up, sir.
Okay, and that's on my website. And why don't you tell us a little bit about, John Daniel's with me, about your book. And I've had many people read it and say, geez, you've got to get this and read what John has to say. But we always get into so many different discussions. Tell us a little bit about what's contained within the covers of that big book you wrote, The Vatican, the Grand Design Exposed.
Okay. Thank you so much, Greg, for having me on. You know, true words could never be spoken, as what you were saying there. You gotta keep pounding this stuff and getting it out to the public, because I share, you know, if you say it one time and you forget it, you know, everybody else forgets it. So, but anyhow, in 1990, a book came out, written by a Jesuit, a very renowned Jesuit. His name was Malachi Martin. And the name of his book was The Keys of This Blood. And the subtitle was The Struggle for World Dominion Between Pope John Paul II, Mikhail Gorbachev, and the Capitalist West. And all through this book, you get the term, he uses the term the grand design, because what he is stating in this book is that there are three competitors working for a global dominion over the whole world, but there is only going to come out of this competition only one winner, one victor, and that is going to be Pope John, the Pope, okay? Of course, it wasn't Pope John Paul II. He passed away, but his successor is going to take over. But as I was reading this book, I just felt I had to address what was being said there, and so I, as a you might say, a slight rebuttal, I titled my own book, The Grand Design Exposed. And so that's what you find in a 400-page book that I put together. It came out in 1999. And it brings out how the Vatican, through the Jesuits in particular, have put together a grand design to rule the whole world. And that's the essence of what my book is all about. And it gives a history, an incredible history, showing the mechanisms of the Jesuits and their secret societies that work under them, how they orchestrate everything that's going on in the world for one specific purpose. And this brings us right down to our very day right now, with the Da Vinci Code thing, how they are grooming a man that is soon to be announced to the world that he is not just a pope, but he is a Messiah pope, because he has a bloodline that comes straight from our Lord Jesus Christ, because they have or are in the process of convincing the world that our Lord Jesus Christ married Mary Magdalene, which is pure garbage. But when you say it enough again, you know, the Da Vinci Code book is a good example of saying this repeatedly. According to them, in the last 2 years, that 40 million of this little booklet has been sold. And yeah. So, go ahead, Greg.
They made a movie about that, but I think it's important for people to understand that these ideas, they've been working on this a long time. It first came out in Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and another book called The Messianic Legacy by Badgent and two other authors. So basically, this is a propaganda thing that they've been spreading a long time.
Yes. Yes.
Is your point correct?
Yes. Yes. And I thank you for that. And it just goes in. You see, this isn't something that just pops up out of the blue. This is what they call the grand design. In other words, it is something, it's like a blueprint that they have set down and just worked this whole thing out. You're going back to the time of the Civil War where Albert Pike, who was the, I guess you might say, grand master of ancient and accepted Scottish Rite, Freemasonry, that worked with the a fellow by the name of Giuseppe in Rome, who was the Illuminati in Europe, and they sat down and they planned three world wars. Well, we've already had two world wars, and we are looking straight in the face of the third world war. And so I'm just trying to give you an overview here that this isn't something, you know, Catholic propaganda, you know, puts out the falsehood, the total blatant lie, that everything that's going on in our world today, that is working toward a new world order is coming from the Jews. I mean, it that is so absurd it almost makes you want to laugh. When you really understand the Vatican's history and what they have always desired. Hey, you're going back at least 1,000 years ago, where they had the 200 years worth of crusades, and the first thing they did when they took Jerusalem back from the Muslims was to set a king on
them. John, I have to interrupt you here. We're going to take a short break. and we'll come back with my guest, John Daniels.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch out laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
All right, before I get back to my guest, John Daniel, and John, I want to say this to you, too, purely from a standpoint of gathering information and disseminating information. There's one really great feeling. I can't think of anything. I was doing this over the break. Is there anything on my show I wouldn't discuss? And I really don't think so. I mean, I was thinking about it, and really, no. I mean, I know many people don't agree with things I say, and that's just that's fine, because that's good, because I don't agree with what other people say about who are the real top dogs in this whole game. Now, what I'm getting at is, what are people afraid of? I mean, can't we talk about it all? I'll talk about the Jews. I'll talk about the Vatican. I'll talk about the Scientologists. I'll talk about every religion, Satanism, all the way down to people I've interviewed who witnessed, satanic worshiping in the Vatican, things like that. People who have witnessed, who have talked to people and talking about the Mormon faith and how they've been infiltrated. So I'm not afraid to talk about any of it. And if you want to call me, if you disagree with us or you agree, you're always welcome. 800-313-9443. And when it gets down to most anything, that's what is liberating about finally researching and getting to basically as close as you can to what really happened in our country, what really happened in history. And my point is, what are people afraid of in the mainstream media? Are they hiding something? Are they told to say something? And I think we need to discuss this. And I think Americans need to think differently about how they're getting their information, no matter where it comes from, the internet, the mainstream media, shows like this. I don't want anybody ever to take what I say as gospel truth. All I'm saying is I have a right to say it. I have a right to bring on people like you. And if you thought, if I brought you to CNN, you think you'd ever get a chance to talk like this, John?
No, I do not. I do not. And that brings up a very, very, very good point, and I want to bring this out, okay? First off, Greg, if you don't mind, I'd like to give my phone number to anyone who is interested in what I got to say. Hey, if you want to contact me, you can contact me at this number, air code 304-392-6155. My point that I wanted to make, Greg, is, hey, no, they wouldn't even allow me, they wouldn't even give me the time of day. But I'll tell you this, listen to this, okay? There was a gentleman about 2 weeks ago who announced on his 700 Club that he had a conversation with God, and God has revealed to him that America is going to come under a massive terrorist attack, okay? And that got the most incredible publicity that you can even believe. Why?
Yeah, it was all over CNN, all over everywhere in the mainstream.
What is Pat Robertson, okay, that gives him that clout? I'm going to tell you what Pat Robertson is, okay? And because he is that, he becomes a direct spokesman for the Jesuit Order of Priests of the Roman Catholic Church. He is a 33-degree Mason. And yet he sits there as a Protestant, so-called Protestant, okay, pastor, and he has a conversation with God. Well, perhaps, but I don't think it's the same God that I serve.
Right.
And that's the difference.
With the Vatican.
You see, nobody wants to mess with Rome because Rome has the power to cut you off, to assassinate you, to burn you at the stake, a few hundred years ago, if you didn't conform to the system. And you got to understand this. There is no other religion upon the face of this earth that tells you that the only way for salvation unto God is through the doors of the Roman Catholic Church. That's the only portal where you can receive salvation from God. And they push that, and they make that such a stipulation that if you refuse, they got modes of persuading you to conform. And if you refuse to conform, they want to exterminate you. So that's what it's all about.
Let me tell you what they do, and people really understand this. They still is an office of Inquisition. Now, their power goes all the way down into the Council on Foreign Relations and other places, but here's how they view people like you and me and others that talk like this. They have already written down names, and they're already saying, John Daniel, you're a heretic. Greg Szymanski, you're a heretic, and you're even worse because you were born Catholic, and you're talking like this against the Pope. And you know what? When they have the power they want through their fascist governments, they will have no qualms about wiping either of us out. And you know how they justify it? They justify it under claiming you're a heretic, and that's how their underlings are given dispensations or blessings for killing good people all around the world. We're going to get into that a little bit deeper, and we will get to the phones with my guest, John Daniel, in his book, The Grand Design Exposed. Back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I wanted to go to Illinois just to read an email here, and then I'll get back to my guest, and we'll get to Tom in Pennsylvania on the phones shortly. And this is from a friend of mine who listens to the show in Illinois all the time, James Vaughn, and he says, "Are you safe and sound, Greg? RBN Live seems to have shut down." Well, I'm going to interject here. No, it hasn't. RBN is now up at republicbroadcasting.org. And you can then go and get the show live there, and it's been streamed in these couple days where the website was being transferred over through a lot of people who've done that. So no, Jim, you still can listen. So if you get this message, do that. If not, I will email you back. I always look forward to your radio show, he says, and I'm concerned about your well-being. I've been battling melanoma since October 27th, but my home is your home. If you need a place to stay, call me. You're always my friend, Greg. May God bless you, Jimmy Vaughn. Well, Jim, thanks a lot. Get better with the melanoma. I hope you're feeling well. We'll keep in touch. Call me anytime. You have my number. And that's just a sample of the people who listen to the Investigative Journal. Many, many good people around this country who have woke up to the truth about really who are the spiritual controllers of the New World Order. I want to mention this. Tom dropped off in Pennsylvania, so we're going to get back to Let me give out the number, 800-313-9443. And I do want to mention this. I want to mention that we do not screen calls on the show. So don't feel like you can only call if you agree with us. I don't like that. I want to get to people who disagree so we can present arguments and talk, you know, about this in a professional way. Now, what I'm getting at is this. Here's one argument, John, I love to discuss about the Vatican, because here's what people say that disagree that the Vatican is the real key to this story. They say, well, they're just a benign religious organization. They don't have as much power and money as you really think. Well, I disagree. I, in fact, have got it verified from so many sources, one including the recent man I have had on, Leo Zagami, who knows what's going on in Rome and worked for them for years. The Vatican have massive land holdings. They have massive gold holdings. They have massive influence in governments around the world through their manipulation of our Federal Reserve Bank and the millions and billions of dollars, and 25% of the gold bullion is estimated to be in the control of the Pope. Now, who's telling me they're a benign group? Now, if you want to come on and talk about that, you're welcome. But, John, I want to get your opinion about that.
Well, my personal opinion really doesn't amount to too much, I guess. I certainly am not an expert in that, but all that I have ever read or researched, it is basically what I've found. It is the wealthiest organization upon planet Earth. And you see, the Vatican doesn't just start with Rome. You see, the Vatican, that system has existed, you know, for 4,000 years. And so they got a head start on anybody in the world as far as wealth. That system has come on down to us, and of course Rome is the last part of this system. And when I say the last part, I mean just that, because religion does come into it. When you say religion, I'm not talking about man-made religion. I'm talking about the worship of the true God. And that book that is our compass, it better be our compass, let's put it that way, tells us very plainly that our Lord Jesus Christ is going to put an end to all of this garbage real, real soon. So as far as the wealth, hey, what good is it all, hey, when the true king comes to rule planet Earth? These people that have set themselves up as usurpers, imposters, the Lord God is going to take them out, and that's a fact. So, and you know, that's what I believe the Holy Word of God, and I teach just that. This whole system is a deception. It's built on a lie. It is literally sun worship. And every phase, and I could go right down the list to prove exactly what I'm saying. Okay, it's just amazing. It's amazing that all Christianity, and that's the reason I wrote the little booklet, the 22-page booklet, Organized Christianity's Prostitution Cover-Up. It shows in there, and I'm quoting directly from Catholic Encyclopedia, Greg. You know, to prove my point, I'm not pulling this stuff out of the air. I'm documenting their own writings.
Yeah, and just amazing to me. Get a little bit. I know you'll enjoy telling people about the real purpose of the Da Vinci Code. Tell us that.
The real purpose of the Da Vinci Code, as I started to say, I think our first intermission. 1,000 years ago, they set forth what was known in history as the Crusaders, the Crusades to take Jerusalem back from the Muslims, from Islam. And the very first thing they did was to set a king up there in Jerusalem. Now, this is what history records as a so-called Christian king. It was a Catholic king. King, to be more precise, okay? And of course, in the 200 years of the Crusades, They finally lost again to the Muslims. It was taken back, and basically Roman Catholicism has not ruled there since that time. And what the Da Vinci Code is doing is to convince the world. And what they are about, through a process of sequences of things that's going to occur, that they're going to bring about, that's going to occur on planet Earth, at the right, proper time, as the Da Vinci Code says, that they are going to announce to the world that they have a man who has credentials, that he has a legal descendant of our Lord Jesus Christ, because they are repeatedly telling the world that Jesus and Mary Magdalene married and had children, and the descendant has come on down to us till today.
Now, let me just interject something real quick here, John, just to and to verify what you're saying. But let me give you a personal experience that I had. When I worked in Rome back in the 80s, this story of the Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and the Masonic legacy saying the same thing came out in the newspapers in Italy, which shocked a lot of people. And they said the leader of this was the guy who really has the bloodline of Christ lives in France, and he runs a group called the Priori di Sion there. Now, this guy had an office there, and I went there to try to find him and talk to him. And his name, I think, was Broussard, or I can't think of it right now. But anyway, what I found out in my research, this group actually had an office, but there was nothing there but just a building. I could never get inside and talk to anybody. And what I found out was that the whole thing was created, and the guy was working for Rome. And they had this whole thing start in the 50s when they placed evidence into a library that could be easily uncovered by one of their workers to start this whole idea of the bloodline of Christ, even creating this guy in France who would go out and speak publicly sometimes. And basically it was presented in Rome so neatly as a great lie, because what they did, and I in fact talked to a couple of cardinals there, archbishops I should say, and priests there, and I said, what are they doing? This group is blackmailing the Catholic faith, and they're trying to destroy, the Catholic religion. But you know what? I did find out they're involved in creating the whole thing to begin with. And I just wanted to bring that up to you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're letting your listeners know all of this, Greg. It's very, I just think it's great that you yourself had experiences yourself personally that you can relate to, which is really good and ready to take place, you know, in the very immediate future. And these things, even though they are lies, the truth is that they are building on these lies to create a situation that is going to deceive the whole world to such a degree that mankind literally, basically, if they haven't studied the scriptures as their compass, they're going to be eternally lost. And that is the sad, tragic situation of this whole thing as we talk. Hey, I don't have no axe to grind. I don't have a church that I want to invite anybody to. I just am inviting people, hey, let's get back to the Holy Word of God and understand what it's teaching, because I'm going to tell you something. Your eternity, your destiny, eternal destiny rest on this, and so this is the only axe that I have to grind. And yeah. but you see, Greg, it's like the Cassini thing. You know, I just took a shot in the dark, and I went to the Catholic Encyclopedia just to look up the word Cassini to see if there was any kind of connection. And lo and behold, there was the name there. This Cassini spacecraft that's circling this planet, The name is given to a person who was an Italian in the 1600th century that worked and was educated by the Jesuits. I don't think he actually became a Jesuit priest, but he worked and was educated and became an astronomer because that's what he wanted to be. And so whatever he did as working with the Jesuits, he must have made himself quite a name, and now they got a spacecraft named after him. And that's what you find when you really begin to do research and look into some of these things. It's just literally amazing how the Jesuits, the Church of Rome, the Vatican is involved in all of this for one specific purpose. You see, one specific purpose. What they couldn't accomplish during the Crusades to set a king up there in Jerusalem and permanently have him there, they're getting ready to do again, you see, and that's what they're getting ready to do with this Da Vinci Code thing. And this, you see, this pope that they're grooming is not just going to be a pope, he's going to be a Messiah pope. Because, hey, he's going to play the role that Jesus Christ, what they say in the Da Vinci Code book, fell flat on his face because he never ruled as a king, and he never commanded an army. And so, yeah. Okay.
No, I was going to get at, just to understand, I wanted to read this, because a lot of times during the show I get emails, and to understand what kind of people are out there, John, and really I think this is interesting. I'm not going to give this name because I need to talk to this person first, but I'm going to just say this. He says, I've been reviewing your interviews and find them quite informative. And he's talking about you also. Much of the info substantiates my research. I'm a professional and have studied history a long time. I've heard you mention that you're a graduate of Notre Dame High School. And on that note, I think we have a point of common interest due to my being a graduate of Notre Dame University and DeMatha Catholic High School. With regards to this institution, Notre Dame, there is an extremely important component to the New World Order that I would like to discuss with you ASAP. I'm presently writing a book on my experiences with respect to the university and its broad reach tentacles. So we have people out there, John, are starting to wake up, starting to see it, and it goes all the way back to the higher institutions of religion who have taken over many Protestant faith, you know, religions, many groups. I've talked to people that know the Mormon Church has been infiltrated. Scientology is working together with the New World Order. And it's just amazing to me because if they could infiltrate a government, that's my question to America. If they could infiltrate a government, why don't you think they'd infiltrate your religious organizations who hold just as much importance in public thinking as the government, correct?
That's what Vatican II was all about, Greg. What Vatican II was all about. You see, they created a smokescreen through that Vatican II to say that no longer is the Vatican going to call Protestants heretics. They're going to call them separated brethren. So they opened their arms wide open, and so the Protestants let their guard down. And so now, all Protestants are going back to Rome.
Yeah, and I mean, you can talk about what we talked about earlier, if you think how serious this is. If they can declare, and do it at still to this day, declare people heretics for not following the Pope's rule, and can justify killing, they may not do the actual killing, but they bless that killing and give the killer a feeling that he's doing something good. And the people deserve to die. And that's how they justify their genocides. That's how they justify creating, basically, they called President Kennedy a heretic.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And justified his killing that way. And so that's what we're involved with here. And I think people need to understand how deceptive they really are. Incredible. And this one thing you talked about, this Cassini project, just give us an overview. We got a minute here before the break. Just give us an overview of what that is.
The Cassini project, as far as the public is concerned, is a space probe around the planet Saturn. and they've not only are probing this, the planet itself, but they are probing one of their moons that they feel has a atmosphere very close to the planet Earth that maybe that it could be inhabited if it became warm enough. And this is the philosophy that they're using the deception that they're using to probe this thing, because what they are literally thinking about doing is dropping a nuclear device into Saturn that they feel has the same gas makeup as the sun, but has never been ignited. So, in other words, they're using that as a disguise for their real intentions. And when we get back from this break, Greg, I'd like to go into just a little bit briefly to share this with the listeners.
I will. Okay, let's take a short break, and then we'll be back on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is trivortex.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true.
Okay, let's get right back at it here on the Investigative Journal. One message, the RBN website is back up at republicbroadcasting.org. So go there and listen on the Internet. And I wanted to mention my guest, Greg Pound, who is going to be on today, has come by, and I wanted to say to Greg that we're really short on time, and we want to get you on tomorrow. Could you do that, Greg? Are you there? Well, anyway, he was on the line, but he's back? Greg, are you there? Oh, he's gone. Okay. So Greg left, but we're going to get him on tomorrow. And Chris in the back there, my producer, make sure we get that number. We'll get Greg Pound on tomorrow. I guess he had something happen today that was really important with his children. But let's get back to John Daniel in our final minutes here. Go ahead, John. You were going to make a point?
Okay. First off, I want to give my phone number one more time, Greg, real quick. And my number is area code 304-392-6155 for anyone who would like to call me and talk about any of this. I'd like to, the point I want to make, Greg, is that to bring this whole thing home, okay, I guess I was trying to very quickly, when you gave me a short notice to come on this afternoon, I'm going to sum this thing up like in about five acts, okay?
Okay.
And the first act is going to go something like this. Tariffs to nuke America before next election. Cities destroyed, martial law declared. Act one. Act two. The Arabs are blamed. United States military retaliates brutally with last crusade in the Middle East. Now, don't forget, I'm using last crusade because it's the same organization that created the earlier crusades. It wasn't the Jews. It was the Vatican. Okay?
Okay. We got a minute and a half.
Okay, real quick. Act three. World War III is going to be perpetrated. Hey, because that's already part of the blueprint. Act four. Cosmic explosion detonated. And that's what we're talking about, the Cassini program, and along with the detonation of the planet Saturn and the aftermath of the explosion where radioactive debris is going to bombard planet Earth, killing hundreds of millions. And at that point, you see, at that point is when they are going to announce the new pope, the Messiah pope, set him up in Jerusalem. And at that point, the new world order has arrived. The secret holy mission has been accomplished. And now Act 5. That's the grand act of all of this. Our Lord Jesus Christ returns and intervenes at that particular point 3.5 years later, and that's according to the Holy Word of God. If anybody wants to dispute that, hey, give me a call, and I'll assure you, I will show you right in the Holy Word of God that tells you exactly that. The signal that God has given to his people is 2,500 years ago was given by God to his people that the Pope of Rome was going to set his headquarters up in Jerusalem in the very, very end of time. And that's where we're at today, Greg.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a very scary play that you've put before us in the final minute here. But, John, as always, thank you for coming on the show. We're all out of time. We'll talk again. And can you give out your phone number, John?
Yes, I'll give it out one more time. Area code 304. 392-6155. And I thank you so much, Greg, for having me on again.
Okay, thanks, John. We're all out of time. We're going to be back tomorrow, same time, same place, on the Investigative Journal. Until then, good afternoon.